Yes, the text says, we had to celebrate and be glad. Can you imagine what it means for the Father to celebrate over you as his son or as his daughter? For many years, I could not imagine such a thing, and yet I grew up in church. Oh yes, I believed in a God. Oh yes, I believed that he was a God of love, but the love of God was just a doctrine to me, a doctrine in my head. I lived year after year, even into decade after decade, with no awareness in my heart that the Father cherished me, he rejoiced over me, that I was precious to him, that I was an object of his joy and someone for whom he would sing and celebrate and bless. The love of God was an intellectual truth I knew, but not an experiential one. Someone once told me that the longest journey of life is the 12 inches from your head to your heart. That has definitely been true in my case, as I have spent much of my adult life asking for the revelation, God, what does it mean that you would cherish someone like me? In this story, we see an amazing account of a son who, in many ways, did not deserve to be loved this way. In fact, to those who heard this parable, they would have been shocked at some of the details Jesus included, because they thought in their culture, and we still have it today in ours, that the only way you get love is you have to deserve it. You have to measure up. You have to perform to some standard of excellence. You have to perform intellectually, financially. You have to perform with good looks or with social standing or athletic ability. You don't get love if you just mess up. You don't get love if, like you're like this son, you end up in a pig pen of filth. And what angered the religious leaders of his day when Jesus spoke about love was that he taught about loving indiscriminately, without favoritism, without any measure for those who loved who acted in a performance less worthy of that of others. He made no difference in how he loved. In this parable, the son asked for his inheritance. In that culture, that would be a total rejection of the father. Same in many of our cultures today. What he's really saying is, Father, I wish you were dead. I'm tired of waiting for you to die. Give me my money now. What does the father do? Does he call his lawyer and write the son out of the will? No. He blesses. The father is a fountain of blessing. Every good gift comes from the Father above. He gives the son his portion of the inheritance. And off the son goes to a far country, a distant country. Leaving home here represents leaving the place of our identity in the love of the Father, trying to find our place of fulfillment, our place of success, our place of affirmation. In other relationships, with friends, with other people, with achievements, with accomplishments, in business, in some other endeavor, something, somebody out there must be able to tell me that I'm lovable. I'm worth something. It must be out there. And so the son leaves to look for that.